This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, is written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, when Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple, and the priests could not even enter the temple of the Lord because the glorious presence of God filled it. I want to see more days like that. When everybody stands outside because nobody can enter because of the presence of God. Yes. I've been in few gatherings where God's presence was so profound that absolutely not a sound was made and no one moved for what seemed like an hour. Frozen in the powerful presence of a living God. Priests could not even enter the temple because of the glorious presence. When all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down, talking about the fire and the glorious presence of the Lord filling the temple, they fell face down on the ground. You get into the presence of God, you're not going to be in charge. And it's awesome. You might sit down. You might fall down in His presence, but they fell face down on the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, He is so good. His faithful love endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices to the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen. We need leaders that will use their wealth for the glory of God. Amen. I believe we have some. And 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took their assigned positions. And so did the Levites who were singing His faithful. This is their song. His faithful love endures forever. They accompanied the singing with music from the instruments King David had made for praising the Lord. And on the other side of the Levites, the priests blew the trumpets while all Israel stood. And Solomon then dedicated the central area of the courtyard in front of the Lord's temple, so they could present the burnt offerings and the fat from peace offerings there. And he did this because the bronze altar he had built could not handle all the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrificial fat. For the next 7 days, they celebrated the Feast of the Shelters with huge crowds gathered from all the tribes of Israel. They came as far away as Lebo Hamath in the north to the brook of Egypt in the south. On the eighth day, they had a closing ceremony, for they had celebrated. Say, that was a long church service. 7 days, you got to be kidding. We used to have revivals for 7 days. Then at the end of the celebration, Solomon sent the people home. They were all joyful. Can you imagine if the whole church is all joyful? and happy because the Lord had been so good to David and Solomon and to his people Israel. So Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I've heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or I might command locusts to devour your crops, or I might send plagues among you. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear. Say hear.
I will hear.
From heaven.
From heaven. He's in
and
heaven.
Will forgive. Say will forgive.
Will forgive.
Their sins. And heal. Say heal.
Land.
Heal their land. I will listen to every prayer made in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes and my heart will always be here.
Amen.
Where does Jesus live? Used to sing that song with the kids. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Let me tell you where the eyes of the Lord are this morning as well. There's not a temple on Temple Mount, but there is God's temple right here in this room. And God's eyes, I'm confident, are on you, where Jesus lives in our hearts. I want to ask you to do something this week. I want to ask you to fast and pray. Fast one meal out of the whole week and pray. Say, how long do I have to pray? That's between you and God. Well, what meal do I fast? That's between you and God. What am I going to pray? I would like you to read this scripture about repenting, turning, and seeking God. And say, God, my nation is in a mess. The Treasure Coast is in a mess. Father, we need revival, and revival is a result of repentance. So I'm asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of the solution by fasting a meal. Okay. Now, it can be any day of the week, can be any meal of the week, can be any time, but I want you to do something right now. I want you to make a decision whether or not God would give you peace to do that. Because if God doesn't direct you, don't do it. Everybody's not moved with revival. Everyone's not burdened with what I'm burdened with. I understand. Hey, I've been there too. But some of you are. And you see, Ruddy said something, but I didn't get to his point. His point was, we're the congregation, but ultimately this is God speaking to us as individuals. We'll get to that. We didn't get there this morning. But as a congregation, as individuals, if God is directing you, now you may say, well, I don't sense any anointing in this, I don't sense any call in this. But if you're willing to fast and pray at least one meal this week, then maybe your prayer would be, God, I really don't have the heart for revival. God, I love you. I know you're my Lord and Savior. You may say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm full of the Word. But I have no burden for revival. I have no burden for repentance. Then would you pray that God would give not only you, but all of us that kind of a burden? Hello? That's the altar call. Not here. You can come here. We'll pray with you. Not here. It's one-on-one. Each one of us saying to God, we don't need a temple unless we have your presence. We don't need to build anything unless we plan to make room for you. And we don't need air conditioning and padded seats. We don't need anything unless we're going to usher in your presence so when the people come, they can meet you and we can go and bring you to them. See, because the church buildings is not about trying to get all the lost in. It's about trying to get the righteous out. We gather not so we can call the lost to us, but we gather so God will ignite in us a holy fire, so we will go to them. This is what we're called to do in part. If you can receive that, I leave that with you. And last Sunday, maybe the Sunday, I guess for two Sundays, I mentioned that the next thing that is on my heart as a big priority is to get the working drawings completed and for us to raise the money to do that. And so the total bid was $22,000. We were down to $18,000. And my wife and I have committed to three over the next, this month and the next 2 months. And then you began to give also. And we had a gift come from some of our family that's out of state. Rachel just got it in the mail. I had a wonderful meeting with part of our family this week that brought a donation by. And it's all awesome. And the elders, as God is leading them, they are stepping up and they are giving. And so, prior to this week, last Monday, I guess it was, toward this $18,000, we had deposited $3,143. Is that right, hon? $3,143. Then this week, we had $100 that came in from a wonderful friend that's been a part of our family for years and years. Doesn't live here, but wonderful gift. $500 donation. A $1,000 donation. A $4,000 donation. And so there will be more today, I'm sure. But just knowing what we know came in during the week, we're at $8,743. And the first, not it'll be the second check, we've already paid the retainer to the architect. The next check is for $9,000. We are within a few hundred dollars of having the resources to pay for the work, and then we have one more $9,000, which will give us rights to pull the plans and go to the building department. And so we are almost halfway there with the funds in already. And there are still funds that are coming in week by week. that add up to an additional 2,500 that's already going to get added to this as it comes in. So that means literally, as far as what's pledged and what we have, we're at 8, 9, 10, 11, $1,243 counting what's pledged, which is a hallelujah on the way to the 18. Praise God. So I wanted to just share that with you and tell you that God is meeting your needs and our needs, and I give God praise for that. And I want to thank you for your generosity. And there were gifts, let me tell you, there were gifts of all sizes. There were gifts of maybe $20. There were gifts that were into the thousands of dollars. But all of the gifts together are how God's going to do this. And I just give God praise. Give God praise. Well, one of the brothers asked me the other day, he said, you didn't take up an offering for the building fund. I said, no, I haven't done that, because God hasn't told me to take up a special offering for the building fund. God's told me to just share the need, share the opportunity, and to let God lead how we move forward. And as God provides, we will move in Jesus' name. Amen? Okay, fast one meal. Say, well, what kind of a fast am I supposed to do? It's none of my business. Maybe you'll fast dessert. Maybe you'll fast ice cream. That's hard for me, because I like ice cream. I don't know. Maybe you'll fast meat. Maybe you'll fast all the food for a meal. Maybe you can do that. Some of you take medications. You're not able to. You have health situations. That's none of my business. That doesn't matter. What matters is that we seek God together as a family. That's all that matters. Amen. Bob, would you come up and lead us in communion this morning?
Hallelujah. Amen. When we take communion together, praise we do God. It all in remembrance. Don't forget. Don't forget what the Lord's done, because He's done so much.
Hallelujah.
Remember what the Lord has done. He came, He gave His life. He said that every time you think of me, remember what it is I've done. Remember when you come together like this. We do this in remembrance of what He's done. And He fulfills our future days for us. You have an opportunity to be an aunt, an uncle, a dad, a grandpa, a great-grandpa's. You have an opportunity to watch out for these kids nowadays, like an Andrew and a David. You have an opportunity. So there isn't anything that the Lord hasn't done when He shed His blood that we can't pass on. And so you have to be a conduit. I deal with piping in my business sometimes, and the only way you can get water from its source to another location is to put a conduit in and get it over there. Hallelujah. That's how it's directed. That's what men can do. God does it in the supernatural too. So when we take communion, we think about the bread of life. What the Lord has ultimately given, He's given it everything. He's made the ultimate sacrifice. He laid up His life. And we're like in 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're supposed to tell Him now, if you have anything between you and God, you need to just lay it down right now and say, Lord, before I partake, when I say I'm remembering what you've done, that means that you got to forget what you're hanging on to, that luggage, that baggage that you keep dragging around. You got to lay it down and cling to the cross of Jesus Christ. So lift up that resemblance of the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for sanctifying this. We do this in remembrance of you, Lord, and we give you all the glory and praise. Let's go ahead and partake. And it's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can solve it. As I started out this morning, talked about all the lives that were lost in New York at the Twin Towers, in the, around the Pentagon, in the airline crash, I forget where that was, where the passengers had to take over the flight because the enemy was going to fly that into another tower or another into the Pentagon or another building. I don't remember exactly what the, but more death, more destruction. Jesus Christ came, he gave his blood. So much blood has been shed throughout our land. But I think if we will, as individuals, and then corporately as the body of Christ, I think if we will consecrate our lives and say, there's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ, every time we do this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus, we're signifying that we're laying aside all of the stuff, all of the ways that we've tried to make it. We've tried to make it on our own basis so it would appeal to our own interests. Lay it aside. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves us. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that allow us to speak and tell the truth to young people, our neighbors, in the marketplace, wherever we go. So, Father, as we partake of this juice, we shall not forget, Lord, what you've done. Father, and we are going to be an example, a testimony. When we fast during this week, Lord, you're going to show us exactly. You are going to point out to us what it is that you want us to consecrate our lives to, believe for in faith, and we're going to trust you. So let's go ahead and partake of the juice in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You fulfilled everything that you promised. There's no limits. There's no boundaries to what you're doing. Lord Jesus, you are full, complete. As Brother Tori used to say, our lives, because of Jesus Christ, are rich and full. Rich and full. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you that we can come together like this every Sunday or whenever we can share communion. Father, I thank you for sealing in us the word today and the challenge that's been put on us. And I know by your Spirit, we will accomplish all of the things that you have for us to do in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Well?
Change my heart, O God. Let's sing it together. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. If you can, let's stand together. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Thou art the potter. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. One more time, change my heart. Change my heart, O God. Altar's open. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. How many of you would say this morning by raising a hand, God, I want revival in my heart. And I want revival in my land. I want revival in this church and in your church in this region. And whatever needs to change in me to make that be a part of your great plan, may it be done in Jesus' name. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Heart, oh God, may it be like you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Lord, we so need you. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Oh, we exalt you, Most High God. You're worthy of our praise, God. You're worthy of our praise. I want to say a hello and a thank you to those of you that have joined us by live stream today. I want to encourage you to participate with us when we have communion from week to week. Feel free to do that. Send your prayer request in. We'll be happy to lift you up in prayer. Enjoy our time of prayer and worship, and let us know you're listening. Send us a note.
Thank you.
I guess you sign up, you register, you do something, and you ring the bell.
Subscribe.
And I want to just say to those that may watch this and say, I really don't have Christ in my life. I need revival in my life. I need a new beginning in my life. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Right now is a good time to say, God, I'm just pressing into your altar, and I'm saying, God, I'm ready for a now, fresh beginning in me, right here, right here, right now. Right here, right now.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.